With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats.
Yes.
That says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in-store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, we are continuing with our Best of the Best family reunion podcast episodes here, getting to know all of our friends in a deeper way.
Mm-hmm. So excited about this next guest. I love him. I'm always happy when I see him.
Mm-hmm.
So smart and sweet.
One of our favorite humans, one of the most supportive friends, and I mean, somebody who's just been showing us how it's done for literal decades and still looks like a teenager. Like,
still,
what a legend.
Folks, please welcome to the show, Antoine Tenner.
Yo, yo, yo.
Listen to that voice. Hey. Hi, Daddy.
What up, sis?
Antoine, it's early. Thanks for waking up to hang out with us. I know it's early over there.
Yeah, we was up last night with mom and pops. It was their 48th anniversary. So,
oh, babe.
Yeah, so
that's
we
fun. Up,
yeah, we was up with them.
What'd you guys do?
Nothing. They got drunk and went to sleep.
That's fantastic. You know, after 48 years, that's, you know, you deserve that. It. You don't have to show up for anybody else.
It's yeah, they went time. To sleep. They had a good time though, so that was cool.
I love that. Yeah. Hey, listen, so we're doing something different on the podcast during this strike. And we would love to hear from you, you know, how the change in the business has affected your career and how you're supporting SAG-AFTRA. You've been doing this longer than I have. What have you seen that's different in the industry over the last, you know, couple decades?
It's so easy to get in now. And it's
not,
I think it's so easy. And I don't think like, because like when we would first go to auditions, the best actor won the job.
Yeah.
Period. It wasn't about how many followers you had, what your social media status was, because when you get to that audition, you had to be prepared to go in that room and read against so-and-so. And you got to deal with conversations in the audition area. And then, you know, people trying to throw you off your game. You're not focused and you go in the room.
Oh, my God. That used to be the worst.
Yeah.
Remember people psyching you out and waiting?
Oh, my gosh.
They try to throw you off your game. Then you got to go in that room and you got to actually feel the energy of the room, book the room. And now you could self-tape and you could up 86 times and send the best tape, and they'll say, oh, that person is ready. And then when they get on set, then now you shooting 86 takes because you didn't know. So it's like a difference. So I feel like the competition level has really dwindled down, and you could tell by the performances when you watch the shows. You'd be like, oh my God, he sounded like he read that off the paper.
So, so true.
So it's just like the I don't think the quality level is there. And I think a lot of stuff is based on social media, like likes. What is people actually looking at?
Yeah, it's like you get famous first before you actually have to have any talent in a lot of ways.
That's
the super frustrating.
One of the things that's also weird to me about the world of self-tapes is that we are now essentially responsible for being DPs and camera operators and like people are and by the way, amazing ingenuity, right? People are making really creative tapes. Like I've seen some things where I'm like, wow. And then I'm also like, that's not my job.
Right.
My job as an actor is to show up and work with a DP and an entire camera department and like set decorators and the pressure that's being put on people to submit an interesting tape rather than just a good performance feels wild to me.
Well, pay me. Like if I'm going to take 6 hours out of my day to set up lights, figure out how to get a camera operator to come into my house, find a reader that's really great, find you know, make sure I've got the sound right. Then I got to get, after I'm done taping, I got to get on my computer and edit everything. Then I got to figure out how to upload it to the right thing. Like it is a serious job they're asking us to do in a lot of, and we're not going to pay for that.
And the turnarounds, have you guys noticed how short the turnarounds have gotten? Like I got asked to read for a project I was very excited about and they wanted a tape from me the next afternoon and it was 14 pages.
Stop it right now.
Heavy material.
Yeah. No, you need to be paid for that. That's crazy.
I was like, guys, I have like podcasts. I have shit to do. Like I'm busy. Yeah. My Google calendar is full. I could maybe do this next Tuesday, but they were like, yeah, but it's due tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
And I was like, I think I have to say no, because for this director who I really respect, I'm not going to submit a bad 14-page tape. No.
But also 14 pages, they know what they need within the first 30 seconds of watching that video. They know.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's so easy and it's watered down. That's why I'm like, damn. I'm like, but I think I know what they're scared of, because When you think about it, it actually benefits the studio to be on strike, because we don't get streaming. That's what we're fighting for. At the beginning of the year, the studios are in complete debt because they have to shoot 100 pilots and they have to give everybody a budget for 100 pilots. Then they only pick up 50. Then they have to give them budgets for 10 episodes or 13 episodes or whatever. So they don't make any money until around October. So if the writers and the actors shut down and people are still watching shows and they don't see any new episodes, what do? They start watching other stuff. So streaming goes up. And when the streaming goes up, the studio gets paid. So they get out of debt. While we struggle, they get out of debt. And they just don't want to give us that 0.004%. But see, a lot of people don't understand what that means. That mm-hmm. means if we're only asking for that, that means that these shares are being sold in the stock market. Mm-hmm. And if that stock ever makes it to one penny, that's $400 million. So even though the 0.004 don't sound like a lot, that's how much money that they don't want to share with us. And they're mm-hmm. making billions. They just don't want us to own a piece of it. So it's just like, yeah. it actually benefits them to be on strike. But if the big boys are saying, hey, we the investors, even though you might make $2 billion after you get out of debt, we may lose that over here.
But if we don't strike, then there's no opportunity even at all for us to be able to try and have some leverage and get in.
Well, I think what's also very hard is we're talking about an industry that's robbing Peter to pay Paul. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. film has been taken over by tech investors, former heads yeah. of electrical companies, people yeah. who don't make films. They don't make art. They're looking at the bottom line of a balance sheet. Yeah. And so they're looking at dollars and acting like all of these dollars are simply amounts in a bank account and not dollars that are made on the backs of people. Yeah. And it's really hard when they're going, well, if we're making $19 billion a quarter, they're making record-breaking profits. What we could do is we could compete with Netflix. So we could each launch a streaming service. Nobody asked for that.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
wants it. It's too many apps. It's too many services. It's yeah. too many subscription fees. All the consumers are going, we don't actually want this. We just want to watch good TV and we want to yeah. see yeah. good movies. But these,
nobody
these,
wants to be overwhelmed.
These people, much like you see all these ding-dongs in the space race being like, well, I'm so rich, I should build a rocket. I'm like, should you? Or should you maybe just give all your employees health care? Like, what?
Right.
You know, these ding-dongs are like, well, look at what Netflix did. We want a Netflix. And it's like, but maybe you don't need a Netflix. And also, Netflix is this big profitable corporation, theoretically, but they're taking a loss every year. So perhaps don't run your business model on that.
Yeah.
And so we, as these workers and these artists, you know, our crews, our friends in this industry, the folks doing VFX and running sound production and all this stuff, we are making studios record-breaking profits.
Yeah.
They are taking the money we make and deciding to go launch a new company instead of sharing, to Antoine's point, 0.14% of the money we make for them with us.
I think a lot of it's the psychology, though, of someone who is not creative, who's not on a set, who is not an artist, mm-hmm. has no real concept of the work that we actually do. In fact, yeah. the last movie
they
I
think
shot,
it's fluff.
I was right. The last movie I shot, I was told in these words, you are a body that talks. That's what I was told on set.
Cool.
So this is the psychology that we're dealing with. Just no concept of the work that we actually do, what we really bring to the table. It's like, oh, you're just a form that speaks.
Disposable.
Stand there. Yeah, totally disposable.
It's crazy because I know you might get 27 checks and they like $3. You know,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
why would you even mail me this and the stamp costs more than the actual check? Like, you know, mm-hmm. you waste the paper. And, yeah. You know, you can put all this on one check. Like, and it literally happens. I see so many people posting mm-hmm. it. And I thought I was the only one for so long. I'm like, damn, I got like 22 checks over here. And wifey be like, how much is it? I'll be like, we can't go to lunch.
Yeah. You're like, well, it's $8.14. Yeah. So yeah. cool.
Terrible. But that stream money is a difference. It's a difference for us. And I know it because maybe about 15 years ago, I was meeting with a lot of people and trying to figure out how to like own a smaller studio.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed that when you have a smaller studio, they don't really compete with you. They just kind of join the, if they see that you got some traction and you could get projects done for a cheaper price or you could mm-hmm. do this. And the studios don't hate. They don't go, oh, no, he's competition. They'd be like, no, we'll put a little bit of money behind you, but we want a percentage mm-hmm. of that. Keep doing your thing, because they don't have the relationships that you have.
Yeah.
yeah.
So they're not able to shoot the projects at the budget that you are able to shoot the projects at, because your friends are coming in helping you out and everybody else is going to charge the studio top dollar. So,
yeah.
It's kind of a way that I look at it and be like, damn, these guys are just, they're number guys. They don't really see everything behind the scenes. They just look at us and just say, oh, it's numbers. If the numbers don't make sense, then it probably is not good. And that's why they keep redoing shows. Like, they keep giving tons of money to these kids to do Jersey Shores and all of this because the influence, and they don't, they paying them to them. Well, now they're paying them really good damn money. But in the eyes of what they're making, it's really peanuts.
Well, and now they're unionizing. I love that the unscripted kids are like, wait a tick.
Wait a minute.
And as a result of this strike, or these two strikes with WGA and SAG-AFTRA, now the animators and the special effects guys are also unionizing, which is awesome. Yep. So our hope is that we can continue to support people to unionize and to stand up for their rights and their worth. And in the meantime, we're going to provide this platform so that our family members from the shows that we've worked on get to talk about things they've never gotten to talk about before. Like, you are not a disposable person, Antoine. And so we want to ask you these 23 questions and learn as much about you as possible over the course of this episode.
Yes. These are all things that you bring as you. You bring all this stuff with you when you go to create a character. This is exciting. I'm so excited to dive in with you and learn more about you.
I'm loving the gray hair, sis. I'm really loving the gray hair.
Isn't it so good?
It looks so good on you. I swear it looks so good on you.
I love you. Yeah. It's always been you and me, Twan. We should have had that love story on Tree Hill.
we were robbed.
Damn.
Robbed.
Okay, who wants to ask the first question?
I'll go.
Go, Joy.
Okay. Antoine, what is your idea of perfect happiness?
Perfect happiness is financial freedom. And be able to go do what you want to do and relax and not have to worry about your bills. That's perfect happiness for me.
All right. Well, then maybe along those same lines, number two is, what is your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is to not have any family. That's my greatest fear, because like, it's so lonely, and everybody don't understand that when you have those quiet moments, then it's kind of like, damn, like, it's really just me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was weird because I had, I was on my way to work one night. I work at this little warehouse, and I was on my way to work one night, and I was like, damn, it's late. You know, sometimes you just driving and you want to talk to somebody on your way there. And I was like, damn, I ain't got nobody to call. So I called my wife. like, baby, I'm your friend. It's late. What's up? It's funny because it is like, and you don't really realize it, because I know growing up, we have so many associates until certain stuff happens, and then you actually get to see who that circle is. So it's like, and I never thought that I would like see it the way that I saw it. But then it was like, damn, they was right. You know, like, you know, I remember when you was back in the day, your mama always tell you, oh, them, that ain't your friend. They ain't going to be around. You just could never see how they would not be around. And 3 years later, you got a whole new group of whole new like people and everything around you. And you never thought that you would. You just thought, no, I would grow up with this person and see their kids, they gonna be with that person. Like, you just and you doubted your parents so tough. Like,
oh yeah, what do they know?
Stop, you don't know nothing. Quit, that's my boy. And they be right on the money. It's just like so crazy, but it's like generational, because now you see yourself doing it with your kids. Like, that ain't your friend. Don't do it. And then you catch yourself because you like, damn, I sound like my dad. Like, So yeah, that's a big fear of mine right there.
How long have you and your wife been together at this point, Antoine?
25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 25 years. We've been married 18, together 25.
She's so fun.
Yeah,
so cool.
She upstairs sleeping because she got drunk with her parents.
Hence the fun.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many times I have been, I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up.
do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
Going on in, you know, there's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then, you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Okay, third question is, if you could be the best in the world at something, what would it be?
I would say I would want to be the best at parenting.
Aw, Antoine, you're in our feels today.
All in the emotions.
I want to be the best at parenting because I feel like it's the parents who raised the next generation. And, you know, you take stuff from that generation. Because now, you know, I remember back in the day, my mom and them used to always say, they used to call us crazy. Our generation was crazy. Mm-hmm. And now we calling this generation crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this generation of kids is crazy. Like, you know, like, raise them. Like, oh my God, how they just running in the stores, running out of the stores with all of this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, but a lot of that stuff starts at the house. So I think if the parents could inform the kids, like, you know, certain stuff that's going on without making them like latchkey kids or, you know, pendant kids, or we, you know, like, we spoil our kids. And that's like, you know, we always want better for our kids. We always want better. Yeah. But at the same time, we still take a little bit away because we don't have the tough love to where they don't understand to appreciate certain stuff that you do. You know what I'm saying? And so I think sometimes the tough love that we get, we take it for granted. Like, we don't really know, like, damn, I remember my mom used to be on me for this. Blah, blah, blah. And I was just, I fought it so hard. And now here I am with the same traits, doing some of the same stuff. So a lot of the stuff that you fought, you use now. Now. Yeah. And it's good. And you do it subconsciously because you don't even know. And then you pay attention later, like, did I just put that cash in that envelope and write gas bill on it? And lick it and close it and put it in the bank so that way I wouldn't touch it. You was not putting it in the bank because one of these subscriptions might snatch it because you'd be forgetting how many subscriptions you got. You put it in the envelope so that way they don't take it and you make sure that you could pay that bill. And I'll be feeling so old when I go look in the cabinet and I got these three envelopes with $47.16 in it.
Like, all right, speaking of cabinets, what is the weirdest item you keep by your bed?
A bag of cookies.
Yeah. What kind?
What kind of cookies?
They the soft baked milk chocolate ones. I think it's from Saucito or the
Oh, the little white bags?
Yeah, the white bags.
Yep. Yeah. It's like Pillsbury Farm or something.
Yeah, because if I wake up at 3 a.m, I don't want to walk downstairs. So I eat a cookie and drink some water and go back to sleep.
I love that that's what you want at 3 a.m. Like, I need a cookie. Yeah, I've earned it. Listen, when you're a little kid, you think all the time, like, when I'm a grown up, I'm going to be able to do anything I want. And that's one of those things that pays off. It's like, yeah, I am going to get a cookie.
Midnight snacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody can stop me.
I got a freezer full of freeze pops right now. You know, the freeze pops that all connected.
Yeah. And
different flavors. I got a freezer full of them. And I remember as a kid, I used to steal them out the freezer, take like 5 or 6 and put it under my pillow. And then I would eat them one by one, like in the bed. Until, you know, and my mom would be like, who ate all the freeze pops? I'd be like, I got a freezer full of them and I barely touch them.
No, it's just good to know that they're there.
Yeah, they
do. You can have it if you want.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So who is the living person that you most admire?
I would say my aunt, because she's so strong. Like, she's been sick for a while and she's so strong, but she always like take on everybody else's problems. She one of those people that just like takes on everybody else's problem, no matter what. She can't do nothing for you, but she takes on everybody's problems. So it's kind of like, you're like, damn, superhero, we got your back. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, life changes. It changes for you. But I think it gets better though. So
Where is she right now?
She in Chicago.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, I'm gonna try to go. I'm gonna try to pull up on her next month. And hopefully get out there to go see her before it get cold, because I hate going to the city when it's cold.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Chicago's the worst and it's cold.
Woo. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's too cold at home. Oh yeah, you used to live there. So yeah, it's too cold at home. Wouldn't that be like 3 degrees and then it gets negative? I'd be
And then the lake effect hits you in the face and you're like, why did we settle here? why did we choose this?
Mm-mm.
Antoine's a California boy now.
Yeah, baby.
I'm good. I wake up and it's hot outside. I'm cool.
It's so nice.
What is your current state of mind?
I would say empty right now, because we're still in limbo. We don't know what the hell is going on with this strike. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So a lot of people is I'm watching everybody. Everybody's scrambling. But you got to remember, like, we were part of the last strike and we were fortunate because we went right back to work.
Yeah.
So we didn't really, we basically got a little vacation because we were already working. You know what I'm saying? And then we got a little vacation and I don't think we was out for that long. What was it, like maybe like 4 or 5 weeks or something like that?
And I think it was only four, yeah.
Yeah, and we went right back to work. So we didn't really feel the wrath of it. But I'm seeing a lot of people around me that was feeling the wrath with no job. And I'm just like, damn. And I think I honestly don't think we going back to work until March. That's my personal, just from what I'm looking at and what I'm seeing and like all the development.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's empty because we have no clue what's going on.
Yeah. It feels vindictive this time around.
Yeah.
In a different way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you can feel and see the ego dripping off of this.
That's it.
This is not people disagreeing about how to get something done. This is an unbelievably wealthy ruling class trying to exact pain on people they view as minions, people they view as expendable.
Yeah.
And I think what's waking a lot of people up in the world is they go, oh, we thought actors and writers were privileged. We thought all of you guys were wealthy. We thought, and people are realizing that 87% of the people in SAG don't make enough money to qualify for healthcare. They're realizing that like some of the highest paid writers in the industry make, if they're lucky, $75,000 a year. And that's money that their whole team also takes a percentage of. For us, if you get a job that actually pays you like decent money, it might take you 20 years to get it. You might only have it for 10 episodes. And, you know, you give 40% of what people hear you earn away to everybody on your team. And that's a privilege, you know, to be part of an industry where if we eat, everybody eats is pretty cool. But I think people for the first time in this moment are realizing that much like, you know, executives at oil companies, the executives at these entertainment companies are making $200 million a year. And most of their employees are living paycheck to paycheck if they're lucky, if they don't have to have second jobs. And I don't know anybody, you know, nobody in my close group of friends doesn't have a second job. I mean, this is our second job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been very sobering for people. And I do think that's important because the reality everyone's seeing right now is why you see so many unions coming together, right? Like not just us, the writers, the animators, the visual effects guys, but like we've got the flight attendants union picketing with us in LA.
Mm.
We've got UPS striking with us across the country. Like, by the way, the UPS drivers just won $170,000 a year salaries with benefits. I am so happy.
Yeah, thank God.
Go get it. And it's like, I think it's really inspiring that people are being so vulnerable because finally people are realizing that it's really the majority of us that are in this together and we're just trying to figure it out. And I think it's important that we're honest about what that limbo looks like.
Yeah, limbo's the perfect word to describe it.
Yeah, that's the word, limbo. I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, limbo is what it is because we are definitely unsure about what's going to happen over the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like... my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah,
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Well, you're probably spending a lot more time with your friends because you have more free time now. What do you value most in your friends?
Just being there. You know what I'm saying? I think at our age, you know, when they just there for you, it's like, damn, because sometimes you don't really have that no answer. And you don't really have, you know, some of the elders that you have may have been around you, they're not around no more. So it's just like, damn. So you don't have that support system. That's what I said. Like, we took certain stuff for granted to where, you know, you could call your grandma and be like, ah, and even though she might cuss you out and not do what you want to say, but now you actually need that little pep talk to, boy, get up, shut up, stop crying, get up, come on, we got to get out here and do this. So that's what you value that from your friends, the ones that just keep pushing you to not give up, especially right now, because it's been so traumatic for us for the last 3 years as a country, as a people, just period, with everything that this country just went through, from COVID to, you know what I'm saying, to the Black Lives Matter movement, to the, you know what I'm saying, to everything that we have, the LGBT community movement. It's just so much going on for us right now, I think.
So having a safe space with your friends where you
feel the people that you know. We have to have that push. Yeah, we got to have that push from that circle.
On what occasion do you lie?
When I go to work. Die for a living. It's crazy. I told my people, I said, man, one thing about me, I'm a great actor, but I'm a terrible liar because I can't remember all of that. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I loved when you would walk onto set and pretend like you'd read everything and be like, yeah, of course, I know what's going on. And then we found out years later that you did not read the whole scripts and you'd be like, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah. Wow, who knew?
Yeah, well, I just remember that one episode that was so vivid, and I was talking to Lee and he was like, yeah, because tomorrow we got to film the funeral scene. And I was like, the funeral? Somebody died? I was like, oh, damn. I was like, we at the cemetery? I was like, who died? He was like, you didn't read it? I was like, nah, I just read my little part. I ain't know nobody died. I can't wait to see this episode.
Oh my gosh.
I did not know we was filming a funeral. So.
All right, next question. What is one thing you will never do again? Tori DeVito said jumping out of an airplane. She was like, I am not ever going to do that again.
I'm good.
Oh, damn, that's a tough one because I think I'd do everything I did again.
That's a sign of a good life.
Yeah, I think I'd do everything because I don't really do stuff I don't want to do.
Yeah.
I've never been a follower. So it's like, you know, if they want to go down, nah, man, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe I would take back gang banging.
That's a bad move. I mean,
I take back gang banging.
You say that now because you're an adult, because you're a parent, and now you sound like the adults in your life.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, gang banging was bad, but at the time it was really, really fun, and that's what everybody was doing. So, you know what I'm saying? We didn't look at the outcome that it would have on the community. We just was like, this our street, we run this. And we ain't letting you come over here and do nothing. And then you get grown and be like, I'd have never owned nothing on that street. So why was I fighting so hard?
Well, because kids look for a place to belong, you know?
Yeah, you needed that group.
And that's exactly what you're talking about, right? Like, so many of the things we're discussing are, what sort of exposure do you have to, like, other people, to other communities? And when you are in a moment of your life or maybe a geographical place or, you know, an era like the one you're talking about where you don't have a lot of options, it's not like you're picking off a whole menu. Somebody's been like, well, you could do A, B, or C. And like, you have to do one of them. And, you know, maybe you grow up in a very diverse community where you know so many kinds of people. Maybe you don't. Maybe you grow up somewhere where everybody does the same thing and looks the same and believes the same thing. Like, I think the most inspiring thing is when you evolve in your life and you start to have like more and more people, places, experiences to mm-hmm. choose from and understand. Like, you can look back at your life and go, what was I doing as a young man behaving that way? Because yeah. now you yeah. don't have an ABC. You've got a whole alphabet of experience and humans and communities and groups that you pick from and love and defend, and the way you show up for people and defend people and, like, you know, metaphorically show up when the block needs you is so different than it was when you were a teenager. And, like, how beautiful.
Yeah, so different. So different. So, yeah. Hmm. I mean, we did some bad stuff, but, you know, we was kids. So we mm-hmm. learn from it now, but we don't even hang out in those. And when I go home now and I go to Chicago, I am in the house. I literally go to my cousin's house, my aunt's house, my other cousin's house. We go over here. We do, like, they mm-hmm. barbecue, they eat, they cook. We, you know what I'm saying? They, somebody else comes over, they talk, they laugh. That's it. Back then, we did not want to do that. We thought that was so boring. Like, I'm going outside.
Everybody thinks the grown-ups are corny. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you become a grown up and you're like, I love corny.
Like that meme that's like all the things you hated as a child become your greatest pleasures as adults. Napping, drinking more water, going to bed early, not going to the party. You're like, I don't want to go.
Yeah. And I know I party. Yeah. I party every night when we filmed.
Oh,
every
single
night. Now, I haven't been to a club in... Well, I went when I was in Vegas. I went to go.
You're a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
I would go watch the performances. It's like, I know I could get in. So it was like, what time does he perform? Oh, he performs about 2:30. Cool. I see you around 2:15. I slide in, watch the show, slide out. I was literally in the bed. Like my days in Vegas when I was working out there, I literally would be at the hotel all day, go to work for 2 hours. And go right back to the hotel. But back then, there's no way I would have ever been in that hotel room. I would have been at the spot or at the pool party on the table.
Getting out all that energy.
Yeah. We did dance on a lot of tables. We were good at it.
I need to sleep. I'm chilling.
I feel the same now. I'm like, I will come to see the music, but that's the only reason.
Yes.
All right, let's pivot. Antoine, what's the strangest purchase you've ever made or almost made? You don't have something specific that you did purchase.
I ain't gonna even lie. Me and my wife was talking one day and she was like, you always on the road and
Stop.
So I bought one of these little, we ordered this little fake, right? This
I knew you were gonna say that! I knew that was coming!
Like a fleshlight?
Yeah, I was like, this ain't it. I never used that.
Oh my God.
We ordered it and thought it was going to be so wonderful. And then we got home, we was like, I got to put grease in it. Oh, nah. I got to clean this up. I'm straight. Nah, I'm good.
No, I think that they make them so you can, like, put them in the dishwasher. And I've had this conversation with friends.
I can't. I am the color of my hat. I cannot.
Yeah. I love it. I'm so glad you just admitted it.
We never used it.
Please tell me, though, that you just, like, put it out on the coffee table when people come over sometimes, just as, like, a conversation starter, because that's the kind of shit that I find so funny.
Yes.
You know what? I wish I could find it, because it might be hot somewhere, because I damn sure do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Just, like, put it out with, like, you know, at Christmas when you decorate with, like, little trees and the fake village and stuff. Just put it out there as, like, a water tower.
Put some M&Ms in. So you got to reach inside to grab the M&Ms and, like, look. Holiday candy.
I cannot. I can't look at you guys.
Yeah.
On top of the candy bowl.
These are the conversations we used to have.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Total change of subject. Who are your favorite writers? Could be, you know, screenplay writers, novels, whatever you like.
Musicians, poets, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Who is my favorite writers that I like? I work with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like certain stuff is It's good. I mean, I've done some projects that you'd be like, what the hell is this project? Some of them Tubi movies is horrible, but funny at the same time because they're so bad that they're hilarious that they're so bad. Like I can't remember this writer's name, but everything that they wrote, one of my favorite writers that like comedy is Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite writers just because I think he thinks
he's Devil's so smart.
Advocate. Yeah, he thinks devil's advocate outside the box from like a strange point of view to where you almost feel like, damn, I never thought about it like that. But I did think about it like that, but I would never say that. But he just said it. You know what I'm saying? So
it's like, in context.
Yeah, as far as comedy, I think he has a clever comedy that's like it's like a controversial clever comedy that kind of like what I mean by like is like back in the day we used to watch like All in the Family, which was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah,
and I still watch that show now, and I did not realize how racist the show was.
Really,
I started watching the show and was like, damn, this show is so racist. And it was my favorite show. But the writing that Norman Lear and them did, it was such a clever, and I kind of like look at that comedy like Sanford and Son was so racist. All in the Family, like all of those shows with the Jeffersons, they was all so such racist shows, but it was so funny because they basically made you laugh at the ignorance that people had. So I like that because it kind of like slaps the ignorant in the face and make them look at it from a different standpoint.
Well, and you've been really vocal about your support of the LGBTQ plus community because, you know, you have family members that identify as a part of that community. And so some of this more provocative stuff that you're drawn to, do you feel like it's just a tension release where because it's such sensitive subject matter, you need a voice just to make it laughable so that it's palatable? Is that kind of what you're looking for?
In a sense, because I think for so long, that's what I'm saying, as a generation, our generation was taught different things about their community. Their community not correct. In the Bible, it says this. We were drilled with that as kids. That's not right. That's not right. They can't feel that way. They can't do this. They can't do that. Meanwhile, I was around people that actually felt that way. You know what I'm saying? But for them to feel that way, it was wrong, but that's just how they felt. So I was like, hey, if you like it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll support you. You my people. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. It may not be what I'm into, you know, that don't turn me on. But if that turns you on, by all means, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But we were just taught that. So I think it's more, we don't have the education on it. You know, we don't sit down with that side and talk it out to understand. Bam, 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 bam. And then we just still coming with those old judgments. And I think we need to change that portion because it's different. I mean, we don't have to accept everything either that's detrimental to us. You know what I'm saying? But I think it needs to be more of an open discussion so you can hear both sides. Both sides. My daughter came out to me. She was scared to come out to me, but she came out to me. And I knew it. I knew it early. I was just like, You know what I'm saying? I never forget. We were watching some girl that was on some video. We was watching the TV and my daughter was like, "Oh, dad, she is fine, ain't she?" And I was like, "Yes, she is." But the way she said it was like, like one of my homeboys. you got good taste, baby girl. What's good? So I kind of knew, you know what I'm saying, at that point. And it was just like, okay. So, but that dialogue has to be open. Like, for sure, it has to be open because we don't understand. If you don't understand, you feel uncomfortable. And when you feel uncomfortable, you usually run away and you don't want to hear about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, everybody putting a wall up. Everybody puts a wall up. Everybody puts a wall up.
That's one of the things comedians are great at, is keeping the dialogues open. Just like pointing out all the things, ripping open the seams so everybody doesn't feel so stiff, you know, to be able to just open it up. So conversations can happen.
Right. Yeah. They make them laugh and it's a break the ice moment for everything.
Yeah. So well, and, even if it's like awful and controversial, at least it's an opportunity for families to push pause and talk. You know, like sometimes it's nice to have a bad guy that's outside of the house that's bringing up something controversial so that you inside the house can discuss it and it be fodder for like you said, an open dialogue.
Yeah, the dialogue.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today. I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? So I saw that Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now online and in-store.
I love that. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Plus, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to AAPI scholarships.
AAPI is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
So join us by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support AAPI scholars and educational nonprofit.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. I also know one of your favorite writers is Phil Collins.
Love him.
Oh, my God.
I love Phil.
Phil.
Phil is the man. I need to listen to Phil today. I'm going to wash my car and listen to Phil.
What is your favorite Genesis song?
In Too Deep. I love that song.
Yeah.
In Too Deep is the one.
It's,
I think
always
that might
be the jam.
That might be their top for Genesis. You know, but Phil got so many. So it's like, yeah, Phil got too many.
Do you have an all-time?
All-time, yeah. He's hard. But I went to his last concert at the Staples. I went by myself because wifey and them didn't want to go. So she was just like, you gonna go? I was like, man, I'm going by myself. I don't care if nobody go. One ticket.
Oh, my God. I wish I'd been home. I'd have gone with you in a heartbeat.
I had a ball. One of my friends from college, I call her Low Flow. Her name is Laura. She used to always give me a ride home when we was in college. And she'd be like, I'll drop you off because, you know, I had a bus pass back then and she had a car. So she would drop me off at home. And she loved Phil Collins, too. So me and her used to go to all the Phil Collins concerts together because I didn't have a ride. So she was the ride. We were like, I get the ticket. I got my financial aid check. Let's roll. So I had a buddy to go with me, but this last time I was by myself because she couldn't go.
Yeah, I'm sure you had a ball. All right, other end of the spectrum, what is your greatest regret? And this doesn't have to be serious. I mean, I'm sure there was a Phil Collins concert you missed somewhere. Still eating me up inside.
You know what? My greatest regret is not staying as a like series regular on TV instead of choosing movies, because at the time, you know, in our careers, everybody wanted to do film. It was film, yeah. film, not TV. Your agents and managers to like get you away from TV because they didn't want you to be like locked down on a show and you can't do other stuff. So it was like, I think, and I was getting offered show after show after show. I think I should have stuck with TV instead of films.
Remember when they convinced us that like TV was tacky? It was like, oh, you're a TV actor.
Mm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now it's all
mixed
up.
On show.
Mm-hmm. Tacky.
The UK was always like that. They mixed up stage TV, film, soaps, sitcom. Like it was all mixed up. Nobody cared. Judi Dench would go do a soap opera and then go do a commercial and then go do a TV show and then go win an Oscar. Like it's just so silly that we had such a strange little hierarchy, but I'm glad it seems to have dissipated now. Completely, actually. Where are we? Oh, yes. Okay, Antoine, what's something that you really dislike?
I really dislike Greedy Studios.
Yes.
Hello! Get them.
Yes.
I really dislike Greedy Studios.
Winning.
Just fair. That's what I dislike right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pet peeve in the country right now for us.
I think everybody's feeling that across the board in every business. Agree.
Yeah. Greedy studios, greedy CEOs. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay. Happy question. What or who is the greatest love of your life?
The greatest love? Well, my wife. I've been with her for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And we've been through it, like through the ringer. So, I mean, she wins.
Mm-hmm.
She wins. That's it. She wins. So, you know, I know she wins. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
How'd you guys meet, Antoine? Tell everybody at home what your origin love story is.
I was going to I went to a celebrity game that they do in California. Snoop and them used to do it back in the day, a big one. And they had supposedly this was supposed to be the official after party. And I got duped and she got duped. Her group of friends got duped to going to this party and we got duped to going to this party. And when we got there, it was so ghetto. We was just like, nobody here looks like they took a shower. Like nobody here looks like they took a shower at all. So, and it was so humid and hot in there and it was just sweaty and everybody was dancing. Like they had a good old time, but I felt like I was in a juke joint in Mississippi in the backwoods. Like it was really sweaty and humid. And I was like, man, I'm about to get out of here. So I was standing at the stairs and they was walking, like leaving. Like we had just got there and we all was like, I'm about to leave. So we was walking down the steps and I started talking to her, walking down the steps, like, man, what the hell y'all doing here? Y'all look like y'all took a bath. So I know y'all leaving. And they was like, yeah, we leaving. We going to Orange County. And we just got to talking and I got her number. And then I told her, I said, man, did you give me the wrong number? And she was like, no, why would I give you the wrong number? So I had a cell phone at the time. So I called her.
Oh, no.
To make sure the number worked. And then she was like, see, I told you it ain't the wrong number. She's like, why he called me right now? Like,
that's like, cute.
The game, you know, back then, y'all used to give away the wrong number.
We did. We did that a lot.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Hope you never saw him again. So me, I was like, I'm a straight shooter. If you don't want to see me, just tell me now.
Well, I also like that you weren't playing it cool. You weren't like, I'm going to wait 3 days. You were like, I'm going to make sure I don't leave this environment unless I have the right information.
I'm calling right now.
That's such a swaggy move.
No joke.
Yeah, I called her right then. And then after I went over, she used to live by Shar. She used to live in Orange County. And I was like, damn, you live far. Because I was in Alhambra. After that, I was like, you live far. I'm like right by Pasadena. So
you were close to me.
Yeah, I'm like, we right here. But I'm like, I'll come out there. So I drove all that way down there to see her.
That's love in Los Angeles. If you get in the car and brave all that traffic, you loved her.
Crossing the 405 is love. Driving to Orange County, like...
No, that's crazy.
That's destiny.
And I had to hit the 405. So
yeah. So if you in Pasadena, could you ever imagine dating somebody that lived in Santa Monica?
Oh.
Yeah.
I did. No.
You did?
Yeah.
It's like a long-distance relationship.
It's so hard. You have to plan your whole life around... traffic times.
Ugh.
Like, it's so, it's a no. It's a no for me.
As just like a point of reference for anybody that doesn't live in California, it'd be like if my kid in Hudson Valley was dating someone in Massachusetts or Connecticut. Like, it is a whole ass other state away.
Yeah. It's so far.
So she wins for me.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have next?
Willing to go to the ends of the earth in LA County for that woman.
I did.
You cutie.
All right, listen. When and where were you happiest? You've always been ahead of the curve with us, Antoine. Like, you were working before us. You were a parent before us. Now you're an empty nester. You know, like, in what phase were you happiest?
I think season four, because that's when I first became a series regular. It was season four, I think it was, when we did the state championship.
God, did it take that long? I thought it was before
that. It was the whole season.
You were a regular to us, Antoine. You were in our hearts before that even happened.
So yeah, it was happy then because of everything was cool, you know. We had money coming in on a regular basis. We had just got a new crib. All the kids were doing good in school. And, you know, and I mean, you guys know now as a parent, you see your happiness comes by making them smile. So,
yeah,
I knew nobody really understood back then when we was filming. And I used to always come back and forth home and they'd be like, how are you going home at 6 a.m? I'd be like, because he got a violin recital. And what I'm saying? I got to be there for that. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? So I went to the club, stayed up all night and get on the plane in the morning so I could make sure I'm home. Because if I would have went to sleep, I would have missed that flight. You know what I'm saying? So it was but those little moments, and then he's playing, my other son, they both playing basketball. And then my daughter got this. And then my other daughter got dance. And then, you know what I'm saying? So those were the happy moments, because you have to enjoy that now, because once they get older, they got to work. They got to do this. They got to do this. So you don't really get to see them. You see them in passing, you know, once they become adults, you know what I'm saying? You see them in passing. So you got to cherish them. Because you're going to get lonely again when them baby girls and that boy get 16 and be like, you don't want to hang with his damn mama at 16.
Dude, it's already killing me. I'm like, do you want to watch a movie? And he's like,
Yeah. They don't want to do that. So you're going to lose that for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. What talent would you most like to have?
Well, I know how to cook.
You keep telling us that, but you have yet to prove it to us.
Prove it. Prove it.
I used to bring Chad food all the time to set. You should be like, bring me some of them neck bones. What are them again? I would bring all kind of food that I would cook at night. Because, you know, I cooked every day. I didn't really eat out too much. You know, instead of like the Brasserie ended up being one of my favorite restaurants. But that's myself all the time. But that was, you know, but other than that, and the other little restaurant that shut down downtown was pretty good. But if I didn't eat at those two spots, I would always get off, or I would put me some food on early in the morning, slow cook it in a crock pot or something like that. So by the time
I love that you were doing that.
Yeah, so by the time we got off set, the food was ready.
Such a grown up.
Yeah, it cooked slow for like, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours. Mm. But when I got at home, it was good. You know, you get the automatic shut off. And it'll show up at a certain times so you don't burn the Riverview up.
You sound like my husband. They love crock pots.
So easy.
Yeah, but wait, okay, so fine. You're good at that. What do you want to be good at? What's your secret? Your secret.
I want to be able to build stuff. Like, I've always wanted to be like I see all this beautiful stuff that you could do for the house and stuff like that. I can't put shit together. It's always missing. It's the table's leaning. The directions didn't explain it right. Like, so I can't put it together. So
you and Hillary really need to get together. She's the building queen.
Dude.
If you ever buy me anything that I have to assemble, it's probably going to be in a box a year. I always
do a class.
Yeah, I have so many problems putting stuff together. So I would really like to be able to build stuff or put stuff together.
Let's do it.
Right on. We can work with that.
Antoine, I got a bunch of drills. Come over.
I do got a couple drills too. They are still.
But do you use them?
No, the drill bits are still silver.
They are also still in the box.
Still in that thing, in the crate.
You know what I really want to learn how to do? I want to learn to drywall. And I really want to learn how to tile. Like the full, I want to be able to demo a bathroom and redo the shower myself.
Yes. Drywall is not that hard. I don't know anything about tile. But I thought drywall was really intimidating. I had somebody show me once and I was blown away. It's actually really easy.
Yeah, the drywall is easy. I know how
I can
to do
tell
that.
It's not tough, but like people who can really do a nice smooth surface on a wall. Because like, you know, when, I don't know, when you've had something repaired and you're like, looks a little wonky, and then there's like some people who come in and you're like, wow, this looks so nice. I want to know the like real particulars of those skills.
Yes, that's what I want. I want to take a carpentry class, but then I always feel like if I start taking it, it's gonna take too long, and then I might book a job, and then I
well, we're on strike, baby, let's go.
Yeah,
that's a lot right now.
This could be a very useful usage of our time.
Yeah, let's go. I'm about to do, I'm either do that or I'm gonna learn how to dry these trucks. I'm going to take one of these CDL classes.
Listen, once I learned to drive that RV, now every time I see a big vehicle, I'm like, I could do that. It's such a cocky move. It's just like.
To be able to drive that, all that, that's power, to be able to drive that 18-wheeler. I did a little fake movie where I was supposed to be a truck driver, and I would be in the car. I would be in the truck with the guy who was actually like the devil who was driving that 18-wheeler. Yeah. I was like, man, that was power for him driving. That's power. You don't realize that until you on the road and you just be like, man, this truck needs to get out the way. You know what I'm saying? So you realize how much power that is. You like, your car will never win the battle against that big piece of machine. So you got to leave that one alone.
Always get over so trucks can get in. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. I let them win that battle, but I do want to learn how to drive one.
I like
that. That's hot. I'm into that. Okay.
I want to learn that.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? So I saw that Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now online and in-store.
I love that. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Plus, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to AAPI scholarships.
AAPI is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
So join us by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support AAPI scholars and educational nonprofit.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Let's see, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Oh.
My big heart. I would change that.
I wouldn't.
No.
What?
No, I would change it because it's a curse and a blessing. Because sometimes that heart could be too big. And it's a lot of leeches out here. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so more people prey on it because they know you are so giving, so giving, so giving, so giving.
Uh-huh. And,
or not necessarily change it, but be more thoughtful of it to who you have the big heart with. You see what I'm saying? Because mine is for everybody. It was just for everybody, but can't give it. You can't do well for everybody.
Yeah.
You can't.
And would you really rather be more closed off though? Like the alternative is to care less.
Or just be specific about who you care about. I think we're in a boundaries era.
That's it. That's it right there.
You could still have a massive heart. Just put a fence up.
Better boundaries.
Yeah. That's it. But mine was so open for so many years for so many people. And it shouldn't be open for so many people because, you know, the saying, some people want more for you, not and some people want more from you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, to be able to differentiate who I have a big heart with, I would like to change that about myself.
Yeah, that makes sense. What would you consider to be your greatest achievement?
I raised five. I raised five children to adulthood. They got, you know, a couple of them got college degrees and they're adults and they're doing their own thing. That's, I feel like that's, now it's time for me. You know what I'm saying? The kids are all, youngest is 22. And I feel like that's, now I could be an uncle or I could be, you know what I'm saying? You could drop the kids off and let me watch them for 4, 5, 6 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. To,
you know, so it's a little different now, but I feel like, cause I mean, when you think about it, me, I was a parent at a young age, you know what I'm saying? So just to see them grown now, it's like, that's all I worked for the last 20 some years was to get them grown. And you know what I'm saying? So I've accomplished that. I've done my job. Now it's time for me to do me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also like just parenting is white knuckle terror all the time.
Yes.
And being able to kind of like take your hands off the wheel is, that's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have to go to a PTA meeting. I don't have to deal with little Jimmy who picking on him and he took his ball and I don't have to deal with none of that no more. I'm cool. I'm ready for grandbaby. Just bring me a grandbaby I can spoil and you can still go to the club if you want to.
Oh, Grandpa Antoine is a phase I can't wait to experience.
Yes. Cannot wait.
Oh, yeah.
We ready for it. My niece is having a baby, so everybody's excited about her having a baby. So I'm Uncle Daddy. You know what I'm saying?
That's so sweet. Uncle Daddy. So
exciting. My kids are not rolling. They're like, we'll give you a grandchild when we're like 40. And I'm like, But you want to hear something funny? I told when my niece announced that she was pregnant, everybody in the house was crying and they were so happy. And I said, you know what? I'm going to break something down for you. I said, Taylor, you should be so happy that everybody is so happy. I said, because if this was the 80s, when you came home and said you were pregnant, it was melancholy in the entire house. It was like your life was done. It was like your sister done got pregnant. I don't know what we're going to do. It was so sad.
It is crazy how much has changed, you know? Like, even when I had Gus and I wasn't married, I was the first one of my friends to have a baby and I was unmarried and it was scandal.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And it's like,
really?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It was
different time now.
Yeah.
Different time.
Love it.
Okay, Antoine, this sounds morbid, but then I think it gets fun. If you were to die and come back, could be as a person or a thing, what would you want to come back as?
Damn.
Next life.
That's a good question right there. Because I don't want to be nobody else.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't want to be nobody else.
You don't want to be anything other than what you've been trying to be lately? Sorry, I have to.
That's a good question. I remember when I was younger, I used to be like, well, I die, I want to come back as a dog. You know, because they get treated better than humans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
It depends on whose dog.
That's but right now, they got a bunch of laws. I would want to be one of Sophia's dogs.
Yes.
Thank you. I was like, if you were one of mine, you'd be.
I'd be a dog. I'm spoiled. I'm chilling. Okay. Sleep in the bed and everything.
Living the life.
Oh, it's so good.
I want to be one of Sophia's dogs. I'm straight. Yeah, that's it. That's my answer.
I love it.
Done. All right. So the next question is, do you have just like a place or a thing in your life that just comes so easy to you that you know it's where you belong?
A place?
Or just like a talent or a hobby or something that you do. Like, what is the thing in this life that makes you feel that it's where you belong because it comes naturally to you?
Basketball for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's an escape for me. Cause like I could be going through stuff and then I hit the gym and I play for 2 hours and I'm not worried about no bills. I'm not worried about this. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
I just, it's a different space for me to be in that world. And mm-hmm. you focus in that world. And like now, it's even gotten better because I never smoked weed until I was 48. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm 48 now, but when I was 47, and that's when I had that, the doctor talk, it was either weed or all these pills. And I was like, well, I never smoked weed in my life, so I guess I got to try it. You know, my kids had to teach me how to smoke.
Oh, Dad!
But I promise you, if I hit my little prescription real quick and go play ball, it's such an escape. It's like crazy. And I wish I would have been smoking 30 years ago.
Stop. Kids listening to the podcast, you're fine. But when you hit 48,
yeah, it's
then you can do whatever the hell you want. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
It's so anti-anxiety and
yeah,
it's a stress reliever. And those days where you go, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you smoke and you just be like, naked and afraid is on.
Obsessed.
I always love naked and afraid.
That's perfect.
Antoine, where would you most like to live?
Where I most like to live? Well, I'm in Eastville now. I want to move back to Rancho.
In the whole world, that's your spot.
I love Rancho. It's the safest city in the country. They've been rated the safest city for so long. It's kind of like the Beverly Hills of the Inland Empire. It's really peaceful and it's really beautiful and it's so much to do and there's so much stuff going on to where it's like, you could still be at home and be peaceful, but if you want to turn up a little bit, you could go right down the street and then you could come right back home. And it's kind of like a balance, like over there. And where I'm at now, it's like that too, but it's, I don't know. I just like the 210 and the scenery in Rancho a little bit better than Eastville.
You are a California boy now.
You are.
No turning back.
Yeah, I ain't moving back to Chicago. It's too cold. It's too cold. It's like excruciating cold. And it's cold 10 months out of the year. And it's too hot the other 2 months. So you don't really have no medium. And then other than that, it's raining. So, you know what I'm saying? But I love the people. I just hate the weather.
Mm-hmm. They can visit you in Rancho.
Yeah, that's it. Come on, auntie. They pull up. They do it.
I love it. Okay, sir. This is our final question.
Ooh.
What is your most treasured possession?
My most treasured possession. Well, I don't really have one. I don't really have one. I don't think we, you know, because I think for us, everything is so like, temporary, like, you know, like if you have a car, it's temporary because you know, in a couple of years you're gonna want the new one. Or you know what I'm saying? I just, because right now I want a Tesla. I love the Teslas. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I ain't got no Tesla. I rented a Tesla. So I think for us everything is temporary. But I think my treasured possession would be my talent. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing they can't never take the talent away from you. You know, they could tell you you don't have 3 million followers. That means that I'm not as talented as that person who got 3 million followers. They're a celebrity. Wow. I'm a star.
And yes.
Yeah,
you're a celebrity. A lot of people know you, but what is your talent?
Yeah.
I mean, I just keep it real. Like a star is somebody that has a talent. So like I could say, and no shade, I could say Kim Kardashian. Everybody knows Kim Kardashian, but what's her talent?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So but if I say Ja Rule, you know what his talent is. You know what I'm saying?
Baby girl, put it on me. Come on.
I can say that and you know the talent.
Gonna have him stuck in my head all day now. I'm just in my head already. I'm like, baby girl,
put it on.
Yep.
What would I be without you? We're back at TRL, Antoine. Listen, you really are a star, and we feel really lucky that we get to watch episodes of the show back as just like fans and see your talent, because you can take something that's so clunky, written on a piece of paper, and make it real and make it believable and approachable and endear it.
Yeah.
And that is a really big talent. And
it's amazing.
We love you.
So if you see something on some, I think I liked it. Somebody had posted something. I think it was from the show. It was some episode you were watching or something. And you was like, "Why I killed this episode." I think I put it up something in the comments. I was like, "Oh, thanks, sis. Good looking now."
Yeah, baby. Yes. Like, truly. I mean, the annoying thing about this strike is that we can't shower you with specific compliments because we're not technically allowed to talk to you about episodes. But in this season that we're not discussing, there's a monologue, and I won't say who you deliver it to, that is so fucking good. Like, we had a full, I mean, minutes and minutes of our review where we were just talking about what you did in that unnamed scene on said unnamed show.
I don't
show.
Even know what show you're talking about right now.
I don't even know what you're talking about. It was just like a job that you did that was really impressive. But like, truly, we just lost our minds because it's like, you know, sometimes you watch somebody do something so well that it takes your emotional brain in one direction and then your work brain in the other. And we were like, we know what that was on the page. And like, it was just words. Look what he did with it. It was beautiful.
Oh, thank you, man.
We're allowed to talk about the episode after this fucking strike is over, we'll make you do a little rewind with us and we'll go back.
Yeah. When this strike is over, what's your next dream job? Antoine,
my next dream job is a reboot.
Ooh. Hope you're making plans.
Yeah,
you want to take us all back to work, Twan? We'll follow you.
I'm manifesting right now.
Okay.
He said what he said. All right, Angel, we love you so much. Thank you for going deep with us today.
I love you.
Keep the gray. It is.
I don't think I have a choice, babe. Decision's been made.
I'm saying it gives your face so much like different colors and like shades, like, and then when you had it curly, I was like, oh,
this is why we keep Antoine around, because he just showers our egos.
Yeah,
you flirt.
I know exactly what video you're talking about because we got on the podcast and I said the same thing. I was like, yo, that thing you just posted, your hair looks amazing.
Getting old together, guys.
It's
we're
really
doing
working
it.
For you is what we're saying here.
Hey, thanks, gang. All right, well, go give Tiff big kisses from us. Tell the kids we said hi.
I will. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
Love you too. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Okay, Mimi. Okay.
Bye, honey.
Mwah. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I love him. Yeah, and I don't think people really get to see beyond the curtain. You know, it's like Wizard of Oz. You see what's being presented, and not very many people get to see, like, Oz the Great and Powerful. And so Antoine's played, like, a lot of funny characters, and he's played a lot of tough guys. But to see him the way that we get to see him as, like, this dad and this, you know, husband who really loves his wife so much, you know, it's important to know the people behind the performances.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, we'll have more of these for you guys. As we move through this strike game plan. Thanks for bearing with us.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and
I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is, if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.